Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, we're going to talk about cold plunges, the chilly path towards longevity. I know you guys have seen, just like I have, so many influencers jumping into ice baths, and they're practicing something that actually is very beneficial for our longevity, for our mitochondrial health, for turning on anti-aging processes in the body. People have been searching for new ways to promote longevity, and have you guys considered cold plunges? The cold water immersion trend is real, and it's getting super popular, and it's very easy to do, whether you're an old-fashioned polar bear plunging into the ocean, or a newfangled millennial buying an expensive ice bath for your backyard. There are so many ways that we can utilize the cold plunge technology to improve our aging process. A cold plunge basically is immersion of your body into cold water for a short period of time. The temperature can vary. The duration of immersion usually is 2 to 3 minutes. It can be as simple as the cold, icy shower every day. It can be a bath filled with ice cubes. It can be plunging into the Arctic or the freezing cold Pacific Ocean right now. But cold water therapy, this practice of exposing yourself to cold temperature, is not new. It dates back to 3500 BC with various papyrus and Egyptian markings showing that people were taking plunges many, many years ago. Usually, the immersion of your body is in temperatures that are between 45 degrees to 60 degrees Fahrenheit for 30 seconds up to several minutes. And now people are doing cryotherapy, which is much more extreme. It uses chilled air instead of chilled water. That involves stepping into a chamber and exposing your body to extreme temperatures of negative 140 to negative 160 for just a couple of minutes. Of course, protecting the crucial areas from frostbite while wearing gloves, socks, and groin protectors. Cryotherapy is also trending. What are the benefits? So number one, improved circulation. Cold water immersion triggers a response from your body known as vasoconstriction. Your blood vessels narrow to conserve heat. And when you exit the cold water, you experience vasodilation where the vessels expand. And this cyclical process is so good for circulation. The contraction improves lymphatic flow, potentially can improve heart health and cardiovascular benefit. And this, in combination with heat therapy, of jumping alternatively into the sauna and then into the cold, is an amazing cycle. Our blood vessels are elastic structures, and they lose compliance with aging. They lose elasticity. They become like an aged rubber band, which eventually no longer stretches, no longer has compressibility, and becomes crackly, crumbly, and disintegrates. And that's what happens in the human body to all of our vessels. And we need that compliance. We need that stretch and elasticity of vessels in order to thermoregulate, in order to regulate blood pressure, in order to help us when we're going from a standing to sitting position, in order to perfuse the microcapillaries of the brain, the retina, the fingertips, the kidneys. Everything that's super important requires small vessel circulation and vasoconstriction. Changes of the tensile strength of the arteries and capillaries is so important. How can we prevent our bodies from getting stiff, calcified arteries? Well, people feel that hot and cold plunges into water and then into heat is one way to train the sensory mechanoreceptors of these arteries to always be responsive and to improve elasticity. You know, it's the concept of use and disuse. If your vessels are always at the comfortable indoor temperature of 70 degrees where they really never have stress and never have to become compliant and stretchy, stretch out, snap back, well, guess what? They're going to lose that ability. So that's why we like this idea of improved circulation. The repeat contraction is also super great for lymphatic drainage. Very often we will see a vascular bundle where an artery, a vein, and a lymphatic vessel run together. Lymphatic vessels definitely lack compressibility, so they kind of go along for the roller coaster ride with the arteries. So this combination contracting and releasing is good for the veins, good for the lymph system, good for the arteries. Chronic inflammation is also linked to many diseases, and cold plunges may help reduce inflammation by promoting the release of anti-inflammatory cytokines. And some research also indicates that cold exposure may facilitate the delivery of more oxygen to your muscles. And this is a strategy that we see sports teams and athletes incorporating during halftime, where they are plunging their sore knees, their thighs, their legs, their feet into ice baths. Definitely their throwing arms, right? So this is supposed to facilitate the delivery of more oxygen to the muscles. Cold water plunges can improve immune function. Regular cold exposure has been shown to boost production of white blood cells that are crucial to fighting infections. One study found that participants who included this blast of cold water at the end of their showers for as little as 30 seconds had 30% fewer sick days than those who took hot showers only. When you combine that with regular physical activity, hot and cold showers also resulted in a 54% reduction in sick days. So something about your body being in survival mode, understanding that there are stressors out there, activates immunity. And cold water is a stressor. I don't know about you, but the thought of getting in this freezing cold water during the wintertime is not appealing to me. And the only way that I've been able to convince myself to start to bring this trend into my life is to jump into the water without waiting for the water to warm up when I take my shower every day. So that's been my strategy, and it's not nearly enough time in the cold, but it's me conditioning myself to accept the idea that I'm in charge of this body and my body's going to do what I tell it to do because my brain is in charge. Normally my body is very comfy and takes over and is kind of like the bad influence. But in this case, I turn on the water, jump in while it's still cold, waiting for it to warm up, and the psychological knowledge that it's going to warm up, that's enough for me. Keeps me in the cold. So that's what I'm doing. Baby steps to get to my goals. And then I think once you've warmed up sufficiently, it's actually very refreshing to have that cold water burst at the end of the shower. Truly, it does kind of like open your eyes and get your, you know, adrenaline flowing for the day. And also so good for your hair cuticle. The shaft of the hair, once you've shampooed, kind of just seals nicely with the cold water exposure. I also am a fan of cold water immersion for stress reduction and just for getting your brain to focus down. We have so much overexposure to constant stimulation that when you are submerged in ice cold, you stop thinking of silly, trivial, stressful things that are running through your brain. You just focus on like, boy, is it cold in here and I'm going to handle this. But simultaneously, your body's releasing endorphins, natural mood lifters that stress and anxiety can suppress, are suddenly boosted. This chronic stress that we live in can shorten our lifespan. So the idea of like taking a mental focus moment, 2 minutes of just really grounding yourself and feeling what you're sitting in and what you're experiencing is so effective. And the endorphins feel so good. Research has found that cold water immersion of 57.2 degrees increases your dopamine, your feel-good hormone levels, by 250%. That is crazy good. And improvement in sleep, when you drop your body temperature, the change in body temperature, the cooling, signals your body it's time to rest. And quality sleep in general is associated with a cooler temperature room and a cooler temperature body. Quality sleep is essential for overall health and longevity. Mental resilience. Facing the discomfort of the cold water can build your mental resilience. This is a mindset that has helped me in other aspects of my life to cope with challenges and setbacks and to know that I can't control anything around me. I can only control my response to it. And all of the people that bombard you with stress and questions and issues all day long, you can't control them. But I can control my environment and my response to sitting in this cold water bath. And I can focus down on truly what's essential and what's really coursing through my mind and what am I feeling. I love the improvement of mental resilience from this mindset. So if you're new to starting on cold water plunges and you want to get this in your routine, don't invest in a giant expensive tub or tank for your backyard or your house. Unless you've got plenty of funding, then do it. I would say start slowly. Begin with shorter exposure times. Gradually increase them as your body adapts. Start at 60 degrees and then gradually drop the water temperature by 1 degree each week and aim for around 50 degrees. And even a 30-second blast of cold water at the end of your shower provides benefit. So get yourself going. Try it. Decide your method. Decide if you're going to start with cold showers, ice baths, or plunging into a natural body of water. My God, if you live by an ocean or a lake, there could be nothing better for your health than going for that early morning walk. Remember the sun and the rays that you receive at sunrise and sunset are so important for health. And doing a cold plunge, that would be icing on the cake. So a natural body of water has a lot of benefits too. And stay safe. Always prioritize safety. Always check with your doctor if this is something you should do. Of course, if you have Raynaud's syndrome, if you have bad arthritis, if you have poor circulation, these may not be the right things for you to do. The cold water needs to be discussed with your healthcare professional if you have underlying conditions, and then be consistent. To get long-term benefits, this needs to be a regular weekly, bi-weekly, tri-weekly thing. Doing it once here and there does not count. Better than nothing, but let's get into a regular routine. Cold water plunges are so simple and so powerful. They have the ability to enhance our longevity. And I can't wait to get deeper into the science of that with you. We'll talk about sauna. We'll talk about heat shock proteins. But right now, just understand that the benefits to your circulation, your mental health, and your cardiovascular health are so, so amazing. That's it for now, guys. I hope this winter you're going to incorporate a cold shower and think of me when you're in there. I will be thinking of you. Love you guys. Don't forget to find me every Tuesday for a longer podcast and Fridays for a 5-Minute Friday. And you can check me out at Beauty by Dr. K. That's our Instagram where we're doing amazing things for people's faces, their hearts, and their longevity. And that's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.